I'm Matt Bush, the news director for WCQS. Joining me now is Mackenzie Lunsford, writer for the Asheville Citizen-Times. So this story you have on self-defense being taught to restaurant workers, where did you first hear about this?
It actually was something that we found on the schedule of events at the public library and just found it to be very compelling. So it was one of those instances where as a reporter you see something very tiny and then start to dig behind it and find out why that exists.
So talk about what these workers are being taught, and primarily they were women.
Yeah, well, these workers are being taught skills that are useful for hand-to-hand combat, actually. Chop block. I learned some of these terms myself. I wasn't familiar with them. Elbow strike, palm strike. I might be bungling it. I hope not. But these are skills that were, you know, they were geared toward allowing a woman to defend herself. But more than anything, these skills helped give these women confidence to walk on a street alone after they close the bar at 2 a.m, that sort of thing. And they also learned skills like if you were to be pushed against a wall, for example, that you would actually want to continue to sink back into that wall and sink down and throw your attacker off balance. So I would say that most of these skills focused on diffusing and evading a situation and then using the violent measures as a last ditch measure.
Some of these women you talk to, how much might they need to use this? I mean, how much of this is a problem in the Asheville restaurant and bar areas?
Well, we don't have stats on Asheville restaurants precisely the amount of, you know, crime or, you know, sexual harassment, that sort of thing that's going on in there. But we do know that Asheville downtown itself, in a report that we put out actually yesterday, is now a hotspot for crime beyond any other place in the surrounding area. So we know that as tourists come into town, and we have, say, 150,000 people on any given hot day downtown, and hot as in popular, we still have the same police force. And that police force is equipped to deal with much less of a smaller population. And so women in the service industry in general report sexual harassment at a rate that's higher than any other industry. So while 7% of United States women work in the service industry, more than a third of all sexual harassment claims to the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission come from people in the restaurant industry.
Some of the women that you talked to for the story, what did they tell you about their experiences with this?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of the women said it is a complicated thing when a customer flirts with you. That is something that men and women in the service industry report, that customers can get flirty, customers can get grabby. And it's a tricky kind of relationship that you have built up with a customer who you're serving. You don't want to be rude. You don't want to, you know, say you can't talk to me in that way, because it just creates a tension that, frankly, if you're living on tips and you have children to support, you really just want to be as kind as possible, even if it means taking a little bit of abuse. And that's something that I heard over and over and over again, that servers take pride in a job well done, but they also are working for that money, for that tip, because North Carolina is a sub-minimum wage state, which means that tipped workers only need to be paid $2.15 an hour by their employers.
Another statistic you found during your research for the story found that people paid that wage face this more than people who don't.
Yeah, that was a stat that I uncovered from Rock United, which is a restaurant worker advocacy group. But they did a study of a bunch of sexual harassment complaints from restaurant workers and found that restaurant workers in states that were sub-minimum wage states, like North Carolina, reported higher rates of sexual harassment. And that is for men and women again.
Any explanation as to why that might be that you were able to determine?
It's a big fear of many servers that shutting somebody down who is flirting with them, it might result in some sort of reprimand from a boss. It might result in angering a customer. And beyond the fact that they rely on that customer to, in a sense, put food on their table, they also are concerned that if they anger someone enough when there's alcohol involved, those people might be waiting outside the door when they walk home. And restaurant workers keep very late hours, most of them. I mean, of course, you have people who work the lunch shift. And it's not as much of a concern. But people in bars particularly, and, you know, we have tons of those, do end up getting concerned about, you know, what awaits them when all the businesses around them are closed, when they leave work and lock up at the end of the night, and they might have cash in their pockets. That is also a scary thing for them.
Mackenzie Lunsford, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.